2 o'clock. More cars falling by the way. One of the Porsches is out with gearbox trouble. The Cuban D Jaguar, the bright yellow one, is out with engine trouble. And the Jack Ensley D Jaguar has just retired with a broken axle. The SS Corvette has finally given up. Overheating problems could not be remedied. Roy Salvatore has just taken over from Carl Shelby, and their Maserati is going along nicely now in seventh position. At 1:48, Wacky Arnold withdrew the remaining two Arnold Bristols due to the fatal accident of Bob Goldidge. At this point, Fangio is still leading. With a comfortable lead over Sterling Moss, still driving his Maserati, Shell must be getting impatient. Collins dropped back to third position, Portago to fourth. Hawthorne is now making his bid for position, having moved up to fifth. And Lou Brero Sr. in Maston Gregory's Ferrari is holding down sixth nicely. O'clock. 15 cars are out of the race, and the remainder, probably figuring they'll make it through now, are settling down to the steady grind. Fangio is still well in the lead, and at the Maserati pit, many breaths are being held. So far, the car hasn't missed a beat. Moss finally stopped to let Shell drive, thereby dropping back to seventh and letting Musso, now subbing for Portago, into second place. Hawthorne is holding down third now, Gregory fourth. At 2:40, Brero came into the pit suffering from heat prostration, and Gregory took the wheel. But Brero seems to have recovered now. Fantignon is fifth, and despite difficulties which are building up rapidly, Von Trips is hanging on to sixth position. This is probably the hottest part of the day, and just about everybody, except the drivers, is seeking shade, a rare and much-valued commodity at this time. Orange juice and beer sales are at a peak. Six. Von Trips into the pit, still in trouble, but retaining his sense of humor.
Tell me about the car.
Look, I changed this a couple of times. Once we run on the one side, and
battery.
No, that gas
fuel.
Thing here.
Okay, all right, all right.
You know?
Yeah. What about the brakes? Are they bad?
Oh, they're
good. Oh, they are. Miserable. Take the drive.
Not bad, but after 2 hours, I switched this thing, and off he went.
I thought it was still when I came in. They said the battery was dead. You know, our dynamo is ruined. Did you know that?
Goes Phil to try his luck. 19. Portago comes in with brake troubles, apparently serious, noting the silence. The mechanics fuss for about 5 minutes, evidently without much success, so Fahn gets in and goes off.
You're still in the running, but the SS isn't. Can you tell us what happened to that big one?
Wait a minute. What happened to which one?
To the SS.
I really don't know. I guess they had brake troubles or something. They weren't stopping so well.
Uh-huh. I know they were out once with a distributor trouble, ignition trouble, and I guess that wasn't the
But they fixed that.
Yeah.
John Fitch had to stop on the side of the road and fix that.
Now tell me, how's your car running?
It's running quite satisfactorily now. I just came in. We're having a little brake trouble, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite heavy, you know.
Yeah. What position are you in? Do you have any idea?
I don't know where we are. I guess we're in the first 15 somewhere.
Oh, fine. You happy with the car's running?
Yeah, it's quite a fast car. As long as we can keep stopping it, we'll be all right. Boy, this is a long race.
Brakes are beginning to give out for everyone, except, of course, the 4-5 Maserati, which is going as fast as ever and building up a substantial lead. At 5 minutes to four, Mike Hawthorne comes in with a D-Jag. In 6 minutes, the mechanics change the brakes. It was brake failure that ruined Hawthorne's wonderful drive last year, and Buob goes off. Alfred Momo is duly proud of this brake change.
How the Jag finished? It really pretty good at this present time. We just had number five in, and we rewind the brakes. It took exactly 6 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh, that's fabulous. Where are your cars running right at this minute?
The present, I do not know. One, I think, is in sixth position. The other was in second. After this pit stop, I do not know what position it is.
Are these brakes the answer to last year's problem?
I think so. I think this will give us a little advantage over the other field.
Mm-hmm. How many cars did you enter?
We entered 3 cars.
And how many are still running?
2.
What happened to the other one, Alfred?
He dropped a valve.
Dropped a valve. And who's driving the cars that are in now?
Ross Boss, Walter Hesgen, Bob, and Hawthorne.
At 4 o'clock, the halfway point, 17 cars have officially retired from the race, and many look and sound as though they wouldn't last much longer. The little two-cylinder DB, which is usually so reliable and does so well on index, is out with a broken valve. 2 Porsche Spiders have moved up into 9th and 10th spots. Fangio is still leading, Maston Gregory doing a wonderful job is 2 laps behind, with Bueb in the Jag a lap behind him. Musso is holding down 4th, Collins 5th. The sun is beginning to drop now and the heat to diminish a little. The crowd is settling down for the long grind into the night. Fangio comes in. The car is refueled, the tires are changed, and Berra goes back into the race. The big red Corvette comes in for a 5 and then an 8-minute pit stop for brake adjustment. Over in the Maserati pits, Carol Shelby is looking a little sad.
Carol, that's about almost 7 hours of the race is over. How are you fellas making out here at Maserati?
Oh, Maserati's in the lead as far as I know, Bill.
Which car is in front?
The 4-5, driven by Fangio and Berra.
Uh-huh, and where's Morris Lamb?
I don't know. Nobody knows right now.
No. Now, neither do we. That's why we're asking you. And what happened to your car? How are you doing?
Well, we seem to be doing quite well, and I ran out of gas, came in, and we had a little difficulty in the pit. You know, there's a rule that you have to go 20 laps between times you put gas in the car.
Yeah.
And we forgot and went 3, so they disqualified the car.
Oh, so you're out of the race.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad, Carol. But things look good for Maserati today, don't they?
Very good. This stage, but anything can happen.
It's that 11th, it's that 11th hour.
Dan Gelfie, keeper of the 4-5, is gloating.
Here's Dan Gelfie, one of the probably the finest Maserati mechanic in the United States.
Hey.
What's the matter, Dan? All right, just one question. We noticed a lot of pure castor oil. Are you mixing this with castor oil, or how are you using it?
No, we are using it fully. Full castor.
Full castor oil?
Yeah, castor oil. As a matter of fact, we had to get some from a wholesale chemistry or a drugstore in Tampa. It came down by coach yesterday afternoon.
Why do you decide to use pure castor oil?
Because we expected some kind of a hotter weather. We thought we would run into difficulties with the oil that we generally use in Europe. We thought the weather would be around 100 instead. It's, 75 or something? Eh? Our temperature is around, I'd say, 225, 230 degrees Fahrenheit.
Are you satisfied with the way the cars are running on the oil?
Yes, we don't use much oil. We put some at when we refuel, you see, but that's only a precaution. And otherwise, the car wouldn't really need any, you see. But we that's a procedure in order to keep the oil fresh on the motor.
How is that 4.5-liter job running?
Fantastic. I never thought it would run so nice. Yes, really, really, really. I didn't think it had that much guts. It really goes.
Well, how are the brakes holding?
The brakes, just an hour and a half ago, we pulled them in for gas, and then we adjusted the brakes, the front brakes, but they didn't take much adjustment, and the pedal is nice and solid. We got plenty of brakes.
At 4:34, Hill and Von Trips give up a well-fought battle, more against their car than against the competitors. After a routine pit stop, the car refuses to start and is officially retired. Five o'clock. Berra still two laps ahead of Gregory, and Bueb still one lap behind him. Musso in fourth, and Moss, after a pit stop that cost him several laps, back up in fifth. Six o'clock. Collins came in briefly a few minutes ago for a Coke. Things settle down a bit as the sun drops lower and becomes a vision hazard. Moss, heading into the hairpin, raises his goggles, shielding his eyes with one hand, negotiates the corner as smoothly as ever, and lowers his goggles, accelerating up the straight. The Gran Turismo Ferrari, driven by Jean Debien and Greenspun, retired with a broken crankshaft, Greenspun pushing it the better part of a mile to the pits. Thank you. By 7 o'clock, the routine driver changes have taken place. O'Shea has gone in for Pete Lovely in the number 2 Corvette. Shell in for Moss in the third place Maserati. Santignon for Collins, Portago for Musso, Hawthorne for Bueb, Brero back for Gregory after about 40 minutes. Don't know why. It's almost dark now. The lights are on in the pit area and the cars are cutting bright streaks through the night. The 4-5 Maserati, still in the lead, has 3 headlights, which on the straights grow coming at you and diminish going away with alarming speed. It hasn't missed a beat all afternoon. Hawthorne has put on the pressure and passed Portago into second place, Shell having dropped back to fourth place. Brero is in fifth, and the Hanscom Boss car in sixth. The new Testarossa Ferrari, driven by Richie Ginter and Howard Hively, has begun to move up steadily. It has been sleeping, so to speak, all afternoon, but has now passed 2 of the Porsches into 8th place. A sort of lethargy has come over the pit area. The 4-5 Maserati is going on, Fangio at the wheel, and people seem just to be waiting for either the end of the race or something to happen to the car. The positions are unchanged since 7 o'clock. Fangio, Hawthorne, Portago, Shell. But now, Hanscom passing Brero into fifth. Total darkness now, and getting a bit chilly.